from Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California. I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the Field Trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, 10 minutes of conversation every week with the most interesting people in arts and entertainment in the San Francisco Bay Area and Marin County. I'm going to be talking with artists and actors, singers, writers, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area a fun and fantastic place to live. So, let's get right to it. I'm sure you've all heard the expression, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Well, my guest today certainly has that swing. Some people say he sounds like Mel Torme, some Tony Bennett, and I think he's sort of in the genre of the great Mark Murphy. He's toured the country playing Frank Sinatra in the tribute to the Rat Pack show. He's known locally as the suave Marin tenor and a hip crooner with an old soul. Local show business maven Jan Wall describes him as silky smooth and swinging. So please welcome to the Field Trip, Mr. Jonathan Poritz.
How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Thanks again for having me. I love this trip already.
Well, thank you. I'm really glad to be able to do this. You know, I mean, I've seen you singing all around the county in different venues, and I know you knock 'em dead. You are the suave Marin tenor and the hip crooner with an old soul. How is it that a guy who's a youngster like you is so into this jazz music?
Well, you know, for someone like me in my 20s, I've grown up on this music. And quite seriously, I, like other folks and from my genre, if you will, grew up listening to the Beatles. But there was always Frank Sinatra playing in the background, and I have my parents to thank for making sure that I heard the good music, the standards. And that's kind of what I gravitated to as I got older and started, living my life and experiencing what those great standard songs were always talking about.
So you listen to Frank Sinatra at home in Bayside, Queens, right?
I did. My mother was a second-wave Bobby Soxer, and so she had all of Sinatra recordings. And then my brother, who was just a little bit older than me, when he got into Frank Sinatra, the house, that's all you heard in my house. So it was impossible to escape it, and then I just absorbed it.
Let's talk a little bit about the thing that people know you quite a bit for in Marin, and that's playing Frank in the tribute to the Rat Pack show. I know you went all over the country doing that, playing Frank. Tell me a bit about that.
Well, it was really interesting. It came at a time where I was just finished recording my debut album, A Lot of Living to Do, which is much more of a jazz, sort of Mel Torme-styled album. But there was the show coming through San Francisco. It was called A Tribute to Frank, Sammy, Joey, and Dean. Later it was called The Rat Pack is Back. And several folks, my producer and my drummer, who was actually playing in the band, suggested that I audition for the San Francisco cast. And at the time I said, I can't do Frank Sinatra, even though, in fact, I was going out of my way to not sound like Frank Sinatra because I sing a lot of the same songs and I like to swing. But the opportunity was there. I went to the audition, landed the part, and suddenly I found myself having to really channel my inner Frank, if you will. And it's been a great experience. It opened up a lot of doors for me. And the best thing is having to play Sinatra, it, I think, made me a much better singer than I was.
Yeah, I saw the show, and I thought it was great. And it was terrific that you got that role. You didn't even have to wear the hairpiece.
No, but, it took a while to get myself to look like Frank. I had to try to make my look like I had less hair.
That's true. Well, you did a fabulous job with it. Listen, I know that you're a student of this music. Whenever I talk to you about this kind of stuff, or we've been in a place listening to jazz of one kind or another, I mean, you're the guy who knows who wrote these songs, who sang them, all the different versions of them, and really the history of the music. Tell me about your interest in that.
Well, like you, I have an interest in theater, and so many of the great songs that we call the standards come from musical theater, so hearing a lot of the songs in different shows and understanding who wrote them, I make that connection, but just over time, listening to Sinatra or Ella Fitzgerald or Mel Torme and going to so many concerts over the years when they were alive and hearing them give tribute and mentioning the writers, especially Sinatra, always gave credit to the composer and to the lyricist, especially the lyricist. I just absorbed that information, But at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, reading and studying what you're singing and really trying to get a sense of who wrote the songs that you love. And I've always gravitated to Cole Porter, quite frankly.
Yeah, I know you do, and you're a real student of the history of this stuff, I know. So you mentioned the album before. It's called A Lot of Living to Do, and I'm going to play a track from it. And this song is Just One of Those Things.
It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought a bit about the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping.
That's Jonathan Parrott singing Just One of Those Things from his album A Lot of Living to Do. Great job on that.
Thank you. You know, I have to say, I was very, very fortunate to have on that CD and that particular cut Harold Jones on drums. Now, if you're not familiar with Harold Jones, he was with Count Basie for about 7 years in the 70s, and he's currently on the road with Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett is still singing at age 84.
I know it, and sometimes you sing with the band that Harold Jones plays drums for, right?
I do. And whenever I'm invited, I am there. It is a great experience, you know, to sort of really kind of feel like you're Sinatra singing with the Count Basie Orchestra. He's got his own 17-piece big band, and we do those great Basie charts.
I know that on your CD you have a fellow who's near and dear to our hearts, Noel Jukes, who plays fabulous sax on my intro music.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that. I'm listening to your intro music, and I said, that sounds like Noel Jukes. Noel is, in fact, I just recently played with him with Harold Jones's big band, and I understand he has a Tuesday jam in Sausalito, and Noel is just a fabulous player and just a tremendous guy. Really very fortunate to have him on my CD. And he plays practically every instrument. When I do a show with him, he pretty much might even pick up something off someone's table and start playing it. He's that talented.
I've heard that, and you know, I'm really happy with the job he does in our theme tune, that's for sure. Tell me what you got coming up, Jonathan.
Well, I've got a real big show. So by the time this airs, though, I have a feeling it might be done, but maybe we'll do it again. We will have celebrated Frank Sinatra's 95th birthday. Believe it or not, Frank Sinatra would have been 95 on December 12th of 2010. And I'm recreating the Live at the Sands, actually titled Sinatra at the Sands, which was an album that was released, and it was sort of a man and his music, a retrospective on his career, which was about halfway through. It was done in 1966, January and February, at the Sands in Las Vegas with the Count Basie Orchestra. And in honor of his birthday, we're going to do that. And then coming up later in 2011, I have a small group Sinatra show. We're going to do one in Tracy in April. And then lots of little things in between.
Fantastic. Jonathan, you're a swinging guy who never stops. I'm going to end this interview with a Sinatra quote. You probably know it. If you do, just end it. He said, may you live to be 100, and
may the last voice you hear be mine.
Jonathan Porritz, thanks. Appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, Mitchell.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Well, thanks for joining me today. I welcome your views and comments on the program, as well as your suggestions for future guests for the show. The email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music that you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, and the fabulous marin-based saxophonist Noel Jukes up front on that tune. Remember, the field trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour on 1610 on the AM dial in Southern Marin, countywide at 4 p.m. on Cable 26, on your very own computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Music Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. If you didn't, please tell your enemies. So until next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.